Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us now. Rick, Bloomberg for president. Is that really happening?
It sure looks like it. He is making his first steps in that direction today in Alabama, where the first filing deadline for 2020 to put himself on the ballot. He isn't technically declaring his candidacy yet, but we are told this is a definite step in that direction, opening a door that he had closed about 6 months ago, now saying that, he actually does think there's a path for him as the Democratic nomination.
How much of a game changer would this be?
I think it's earth-rattling, because you have in Michael Bloomberg a former mayor of New York City, a Republican turned independent turned Democrat, who has virtually unlimited resources, one of the richest men in the world. And he's going to be trying to dominate a moderate lane that so far has belonged mostly to Joe Biden. I think his candidacy is positioning against the progressives, against the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warrens of the world. But if you think about the vote share, I think Joe Biden may be the person who could suffer the most. And I think just having his presence in there, knowing that he has the money and the following and the potential appeal, just changes everything about the dynamics of this race.
Yeah, it's kind of a wild time because it seems like we're so far into the race, but really, there's still a long way to go. There's still plenty of time to jump in, isn't there?
Yeah, this is about 90 days before the voting even starts. So this is, though, the first wave of ballot access deadline. So if you're going to be a candidate, you have to obviously appear on the ballot. And that's what's triggered this move, is knowing that Alabama is the first state up. There's a whole raft of states that happen in the next couple of weeks, including about a week from now, New Hampshire, which, of course, is very important in the early voting schedule. So he's going to have to show his cards pretty quickly. It's not just about filing in one state. You have to get on the state in the early state ballots and, of course, 50 states and territories across the country.
Could he be in the next presidential debate?
No, he's not going to make it. He doesn't have any of the polling. He also doesn't have any of the fundraising. And one of the interesting things is that in the past, Michael Bloomberg has self-funded entirely. He hasn't solicited donations. And the Democrats have set a system where you actually need hundreds of thousands of grassroots donors to show the viability of your candidacy. So unless he changes course in some way, he won't be at the next debate or really any of the debates under the current operating thresholds.
What do you think Bloomberg sees in this current slate of candidates that's making him decide to jump in?
He sees unease among Democrats about who can win. I think mostly you hear Democrats just worried about beating Donald Trump, and they look around and they see a lot of flaws. He's got a lot of concerns about the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders plans on Medicare for All and taxing the wealthy. Of course, Michael Bloomberg is among those who'd be impacted by that, which Sanders and Warren have reminded them of. And I think on Joe Biden, look, he just hasn't been raising money. He hasn't been the strongest campaign presence. And I think there's just a growing number of Democrats who are saying, we got to be worried here because we have to make sure, above all, that we win.
Does this mean that anybody else could also jump in at this stage?
It's getting late for that. You would really need a massive personal wealth or a huge network of donors to try to get on ballots and primaries once the voting starts. Keep in mind, the campaign's been going on for almost a year now, and lots of candidates have been working very hard to get their name out there. It's hard to pick up from scratch. I mean, you still hear people talk about Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, the former Attorney General Eric Holder, his possibilities. Realistically, though, I do think you need to be a self-funder like Michael Bloomberg to get in as late as this.
It seems like different Democrats in the field have taken different things from this past week's elections on a national level.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You have progressives who say, look, this shows that we can run in very rural and suburban areas and win. You also have moderates who say, hey, look at how they won in Kentucky. It wasn't about talking about Medicare for All. It was about talking about pragmatic, middle-of-the-road leadership. So the 2019 elections were just successful enough that you could take almost any lesson you want if you're a Democrat.
Rick, next week we're going to see a new phase of the impeachment hearings with televised hearings. What are you expecting?
Well, I think this is the critical phase because everything now has been the pregame show. This is about convincing the public and then ultimately the Senate that the president needs to be removed from office. That's a somber, solemn thing. It doesn't happen quickly. It doesn't happen quietly. In fact, it can't happen quietly. And Democrats have acknowledged that, that they need to see this out play out on national television. And that's where this starts. And making the case that so far has not been made is not going to be easy. I think Democrats recognize that. But it's going to have to begin with the testimony that you hear now out in the public starting on Wednesday.
You know, it used to be the case that everybody would be tuning in. Whenever there was something going on in Washington that was, you know, worthy enough of being shown live on TV, I mean, that was a big national event. I'm thinking even, you know, going back to, you know, Robert Mueller making his statements, you know, that was something that kind of stopped people. But now we've had, you know, all sorts, whether it's the Kavanaugh hearings or Robert Mueller, it seems to be happening more and more and more. Do you think there's an appetite for people to actually pay attention as this is going on live?
It's a great question. I think it's a challenge for Democrats to break this through, to say this is different, to say this is different than what you've seen on cable every day for the last couple of years. And look, if they don't break through, the votes won't be there for impeachment, and this will just be part of the mix for 2020. If they do break through, then you're talking about the very somber thing. You're actually removing a president from office.
Are you expecting these hearings to be on the broadcast channels as well as cable?
Yeah, I believe they will be. I think this is going to be, you know, kind of blackout coverage where you find it everywhere. And I know our job at ABC is to try to provide some perspective around very historic events.
Rick, we appreciate the time. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.